Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
While you wore that number, you handled yourself with class, dignity, always representing well the win. Graduate, do it right. So I am proud to announce that we will, at the end of this season, be retiring the number 55 in perpetuity, and we will celebrate it eventually with you and your family and thousands of Hawkeye fans when the pandemic ends.
Iowa's athletic director making the announcement that Luka Garza's jersey is going to be retired. That doesn't mean the number isn't in use. Owner of Club 55. Hey, man, you got to do some work now. LukaGarza.io. If you want to check out what Luka's got. I hope I got that right. He joins me now on the Alpamonte Nissan hotline. Alpamonte Nissan out in Melrose Park is a bunch of great cars for you to check out. You can also just go to apnissan.com and get a look for yourself. Player of the year in college basketball, Luka Garza, now joining me here on The Score. Hey, Luka.
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
I'm doing really well. What did it mean to you to have your number retired at Iowa?
Oh, it meant everything to me. You know, it was something that, you know, I never could have dreamed of coming into college is having my jersey retired. But, you know, I was able to put in the work and put myself in a position. And I'm just so thankful for the University of Iowa and what they've done for me. You know, without Coach McCaffrey and my teammates, you know, and then all of the coaching staff, and I wouldn't be in this position. So I'm just really thankful.
I want to ask you about Coach McCaffrey because he seems difficult to play for, very demanding. What was your experience like playing for him?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, say that, but, you know, it's honestly, it's really not that demanding. The most of the time where he's yelling and screaming and blowing up, it's directed towards the officials, you know, not really towards us, but he's an awesome guy, you know, off the court. He's one of the most family guys I've been around. You know, he's inviting people over to his home for dinner or whatever the case may be. He loves it, you know, being around for his sons and his daughter. He's just a huge family guy, and he's awesome. But no, most of that anger you see, he definitely pushes you and wants what's best for you. And if he gets on you, you know, he's going to give you a second chance. So that's what coach I like to play for.
What was playing in this season with all of the restrictions and trying to navigate COVID? What was it like?
You know, it was unlike anything else I've ever experienced. But, you know, I think for my team, you know, it brought us closer together. You know, we had a meeting before the year just basically saying that, you know, this is our social circle. We can't go beyond this. You know, you can't see anybody that's not in this room now. You know, you can't be going to restaurants or doing different things. You have to be locked in on what we want to be able to achieve. And, you know, I'm very thankful that our team was really focused because, you know, we didn't have one COVID shutdown during the year. And we were able to get a 2-seed in the NCAA tournament, which is something that, you know, hasn't been done in Iowa in a long time. Something we're very proud of.
So what was it like to travel to other Big Ten cities throughout this?
You know, it was different. You know, everyone was, you know, obviously being as careful as we could, wearing masks, you know, avoiding going anywhere, you know, food. We used to go to restaurants on the road, but you know, we didn't do that this year. So it was a little bit different, but, you know, honestly, it was, you know, you kind of miss that crowd on the road, but you also don't at the same time. So it was kind of nice to not have to play in the Breslin Center, you know, and not have 15,000 people there.
I can imagine. We're talking with Luka Garza here on The Score. Luca's got a new project that he's got going on now with NFTs, and he's getting them out there, and you're helping with NIL. So break this down for me. What is it that you were trying to accomplish with Club 55?
Well, there's a couple of different things. So, you know, obviously I've done my, first NFT and was very successful. And now I've released three more NFTs on OpenSea.io that you can go, bid on. There's an auction going on, but this time I wanted there to be, different ways of being able to get the cards. And the other way is through the Club 55, and with only a $55 membership, you get a rights to exclusive content for members only, and that's a YouTube series and merch only drops for members only. And then also there's a giveaway of all three of the NFT cards, and a trip to see me play an NBA game next year. So for $55, you get to have a chance to win something like that. So I wanted to be able to include everybody. But the whole purpose of what I'm doing is just showing different ways that, you can monetize up your name, image, likeness without disrupting or taking any money away from the NCAA.
Why is that important to you?
I've been there. I've been that college student. And, when I first, did my NFT, I had a bunch of college players or, guys turning pro that were, reaching out to me about what is an NFT, how do you do it? And that kind of sparked the idea of trying to help people be able to make their own NFTs and do different ways to, monetize their name, image, and likeness. And, the biggest thing is that, I've had that experience. When my first NFT sold, I had $28 in my account. So, I know what it's like to be a college student athlete and what you have to go through. So, I see it as the future is these bills are being signed in, hopefully. And hopefully in the next few years, it's everywhere. And so I think, I want to be able to help people when it is ready.
I spent a little time, I've done some play-by-play for my alma mater, DePaul University, so I've had a chance to travel with a college basketball team, so I know a little bit about what it means to get ready for a game, like what the 2 days before a road game are like. But for the listener who doesn't have an idea, when it comes to the amount of time that you have to use on a daily or weekly basis preparing for practices or games, what's it like? Walk us through what it's like for a player and what type of time constraints you have.
Well, I mean, for any basketball player, you love the time constraints because you just love putting the time in to be successful. So, it was always a lot of fun, but we always get on the road, we get there, we practice in the morning of, and then we fly out and we're there the night before. And, we have, three or four film sessions and dinner and before we sleep. And then we wake up the next day, we have film sessions and shoot around and pregame meal, and then we're off to play. But there's always a lot, of time that goes into each game because, every game is so important in college basketball, which is what makes it so special. It's unlike any other level that, each game has so much pressure and on it. And so that's what's fun about it. And I was just really blessed to be in such a great program for 4 years that, I was able to have a lot of fun while putting in so much time.
Yeah. There's a lot of time and it doesn't always leave the most amount of time to for class, So I really hope that you guys, that college players, cause you have now since graduated from Iowa, but college players get an opportunity to make some money off their name, image, and likeness. And I appreciate that you're kind of leading the way in that regard. I got to ask you about your NBA future. And we're talking with Luka Garza here on the Score. I don't quite understand how a player as decorated as you are isn't getting a lot of draft love. What are people telling you that you need to improve on to make an NBA career work?
Obviously the thing that people tend to focus on is my athleticism and my ability to defend the ball. And people think, I have to, make a lot of strides in that area. And I agree. And I've been working on those things and trying to improve myself athletically, going into this draft. So I'm working hard every day to try to improve myself in that way so I can put myself in a better position going into the draft. But, there's always a stigma around, four-year guys, and especially guys who, aren't that quick, aren't that fast. The NBA is with the best athletes in the world. But for me, I've had this doubt surrounding my career at every level, going into college, going into high school, it was always the same. And so I'm used to it, but, I embrace it and I enjoy the criticism. It's something that, it helps, you know, it fuels me. It's something that, you know, I know what I need to work on. It's been told to me very clearly. So, you know, I'm excited for the rest of this process. I'm in the process of, I've already dropped, you know, 16 pounds. I'm continuing to lose weight to just try to make myself a little faster, a little quicker. And I'm hoping to surprise people and show that I'm more athletic than you think I am.
So outside of doing radio interviews, what are your days like now as you're preparing for the draft? Like, well, give me a typical day in Luka Garza's life now.
You know, they're a lot of fun. You know, we have morning workouts in the gym for about 2 hours, which is, you know, every day is different. It's either, you know, always ball handling, passing, stuff like that, but, you know, sometimes there's more focus on post-ups. Sometimes they're focused on, you know, perimeter play and shooting from the three and doing different stuff like that. So I'm working on all parts of my game. And then, you know, I have, you know, some days I have yoga after my workout. And some days I have, you know, kind of high-intensity lifts, which is really working on my footwork and speed and agility. And all the while, you know, I have a chef preparing me meals and I'm eating four meals a day and three shakes. And that's really been helping me in the process of cutting weight. And, you know, at night, you know, most of the time I'm going and getting a workout in with my dad and just shooting at night, kind of perfecting some stuff and polishing some skills of mine. And, you know, and all the rest is, you know, kind of just watching the NBA and then, you know, just kind of, you know, resting in between. You know, it's definitely a tough schedule, but, you know, for me, that's, I've always said that the off season is my favorite part of the game of basketball, is being able to put in that work and see, you know, the results that come from it. It's by far the most fun part of the game.
If it's not a straight line to your NBA dream, would you be okay with going to Europe or going to play in Israel or wherever it took you? Or are you like, hey, if I have to go to the D League, if that's my route, I'm going to take it?
You know, honestly, you know, for me, you know, I want to try to play in the NBA. I can play in the NBA. I will play in the NBA. So that's my focus right now. You know, my focus is on the NBA and not anything else. And I'm going to try, you know, I'm going to put work into it, put years into it. You know, you all only need an opportunity, and trust me, I'll be able to find my way. I have no doubts about that, but I have no problem playing in Europe eventually. You know, if at some point, you know, it's just clear that I can't make it in the NBA, you know, I'm half European, so I have no problem with that. But for me, at this point in my life right now, going to Europe after this season and after the draft, that would be a failure in my book, and that I wasn't able to make the NBA. And that's my dream, is to make the NBA. But, you know, if I do not, you know, I'm more than happy in playing in Europe. I love Europe. It's beautiful over there. I have family over there. It would be a pleasure. But for me, I'm very determined on what my goals are, and I will be able to make it.
Good for you, man. You should keep that positive attitude as you continue to get ready throughout this process. So for people who want to get down with the NFTs, how can they do it?
For sure. So like I said, there's two different ways to get them. If you want to go through the process of joining the Club 55 and the membership and the opportunity to get the giveaway of the three cards and a trip to one of my NBA games next year, you go to lukagarza.io and there will be a button to click for a $55 membership. If you want to bid on the three individual cards that are being auctioned, each of them have their own utilities. There's an awards card that comes with being able to come to my ceremony when my jersey is retired and assigned a nameplate from my locker. You know, the Naismith card comes with an opportunity to come see the Naismith in person and take a picture with it and meet me, and also a signed pair of shoes from the last game I played in. And then the other one also has, you know, the Peacock card, which is coming out soon, that will have a signed pair of shoes from the Michigan game at home, where I had 33. And, so those are the three individual things. You bid on those and you get those. And I'm very excited to meet whoever wins the NFTs and whoever wins the giveaway.
Well, Luca, good luck to you, man, on your journey. Don't forget about us when you become an NBA star.
Of course. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No problem. That is Luka Garza. Good for him. Like, hey, they telling me I can't do it. I'm going to see if I can do it. I'm going to work really hard to see if I can make it. And I look at a guy like Doug McDermott. That guy is end up playing 15 years in the NBA and make a whole lot of money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.